The school sent out in their newsletter that they were cutting budgets, cutting to the budget for whatever reasons. And they'd noted a few things that they were going to cut, but I didn't know until the parent information night at the beginning of fourth grade that they were going to cut the art program completely.
And so, why did you decide to get involved?
Well, throughout my childhood, I found that the arts was not only just a break from the regular curriculum, and kids like the break from curriculum, but it really helped us think. I know that it helped me expand my thinking, and I also know that I am capable of making something happen, whereas a lot of parents would probably think that it's impossible.
Growing up, did your parents emphasize the importance of taking art classes throughout your primary education?
My mom did. My mom is an artist. She's a painter, oils and acrylics, and she's had her hand in a little bit of everything as well. And she was very enthusiastic about the arts. She was upset if I was ever pulled from an art program because I didn't get my math classroom work done or something. She would also volunteer and come into our classes and do volunteer art classes on occasion.
And so you're heavily involved in the Springfield area arts community. Have you been able to recruit others to help besides for Riverton parents?
Yeah, I have recruited some artists. I've had a lot of interest from artists that have said that they would love to come out and help teach classes. Some of them have said things to me like, I would love to come and help, but I am a starving artist. I can't afford the gas money or something. But that's another obstacle that I'm trying to, I guess, leap over is getting donations to be able to provide some of our volunteers with gas money to get there and do what they would actually like to do and help where they'd like to help.
So you're calling this the Riverton Art Initiative. How many parents do you have involved so far?
We have several parents that have volunteered their time that said they want to dig in and help. We do have the Riverton Fine Arts Boosters Club that want to help as well when it comes to fundraising and events. We have concerned grandparents that have emailed me, seen the article in the State Journal Register, and emailed me and said, I'd like to help. Can I donate money, time, art supplies? What do you need? What can I do? We've had the local Methodist Church in Riverton contact me and say they'd like to help. What can they do, and or what do I need? And they'll help as much as they can. The Girl Scouts, local Girl Scout troop has contacted me, said they'd like to help. The local YMCA has said that they would like to help in one way or another. So we've got not only parents, not only Springfield artists, but grandparents and other community organizations that are on the same line of work.
I'm speaking with Chanel Bradbury. She's a parent of a Riverton Elementary School student, and as such, she is concerned about the fact that elementary students in Riverton aren't having art classes this year due to budget cuts, and she is working with Riverton Art Initiative to get students those classes outside of school. So, Chanel, how exactly would these classes work?
My real goal is to get them on the school grounds directly after school in sort of an art club type of way, but directly after school so that the kids can go from their last class to an art class 3, maybe 4 days a week for maybe an hour a day and then get their transportation home after that. What it may end up being, we may end up having to use an outside location. It might be in a church. The big basements, whatever. Whatever location we can use, we're going to use as much of it as we can, as much time as we can. But we will be, we're going to be trying for 3 to 4 days a week, at least an hour a day.
And where will you get those supplies from?
Well, so far we have received a 5-time-a-year art supply grant from the Jacksonville Imagine Foundation. Their foundation is similar to the Springfield Art Association. We've also received several donations from individuals. I had one individual contact me and say that she kept trying to try your hand at new crafts, and she was never good at it. So please come take all of this stuff off my hands. And I think I got 5 large Rubbermaid tubs full of supplies from her. Other artists, just community artists, have donated a small box here and there of stuff. And hopefully we will be able to secure some monetary grants that will help us raise more supplies that we're still in need of.
Obviously, this hasn't kicked off quite yet. What have been the obstacles so far in getting this started?
Probably our biggest obstacle is, or has been, working with the school. The school is supportive of the cause. They want the art classes in. The principal, the vice principal, the school teachers, they have all been enthusiastic about getting an art program back in. They know that the budget that was set and that's being controlled by the school board is out of their control. And so they're enthusiastic. However, they do have requirements of, you know, like any other school, that the adults that are supervising, that are teaching, have to have background checks. And those background checks, they cost money. I am looking into a business that frequently does background checks to see if maybe we can slip a few in there. But it's just a matter of money.
And then you had mentioned when we were speaking earlier that you do also have plans possibly for interns to be involved, which maybe would be high school students or college students who could possibly help out here.
Yes, I know that most parents, especially in the Riverton area with the demographics there, there's a lot that are single parents that they can't all come out and help because they have to work day jobs, 1 or 2 or 3 jobs, just to support their families. I know that I cannot rely 100% on the parents or grandparents to come out and teach these art classes. But if we can get the parent to or the adult to student ratio down by offering internships, that would work brilliantly. If we offer internships to high school students, and the internships would be including event organizing, teaching, of course, you know, or student teaching, curating art shows. I plan on doing art shows for some of the art that the kids create. There'd be a very large amount of job titles that they would be able to internship on. And I can offer those to high school students to pad their resumes or their college applications. I can offer those to college students looking for internships. And I know when I was in college that it was hard to find an internship in my field.
How do you feel about the fact here that not all students will be getting an art education in Riverton? They haven't thus far in the school year. And obviously, since these classes are optional, even if this is successful, a lot of students will go without for at least the remainder of the school year.
I was really, really mad at first. I was really mad that how can an elementary school of all schools, of all ages, how could they drop an art class? These children, their brains are still so like sponges. They have those skills that they can pick up and learn and master at a young age, that if they, you know, if they pass them up and if they don't get any experience with real arts and the exposure to them, then by the time they're in middle school and high school, they're behind their peers. They're behind their middle school peers now. They're behind their high school peers now because they're not getting the education and the skills and the training to, you know, expand on what may be a big part of their future. Not every child is going to grow up to be the president. Some will grow up to be artists. And we need to, you know, encourage that. And by not having art classes, they're discouraging that. And they're also discouraging the use of the right brain, left brain use all day in school.